Let's call the town of Montville Finance Committee Special Meeting Order. Please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let the record show that we have Counselor Baker, Counselor Sutter, and a present. Also, the recording secretary, Cindy Britton, mayor is present, along with two town councilors, Cody Ostowitz.
SCI 395 South Sawsonville Road, Waterford. Turn right, then turn left on Norwich New London Turnpike.
Chief by Chad.
Who hasn't done that?
You don't know how to get in? Still doing a roll call. All right, and we also have some members of the Board of Ed. Thank you very much for coming. So, this time remarks from the public relating matters on the agenda with the 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with the 3-minute limit. And remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with the 3-minute limit. Moving on, approval of the special meeting minutes from 4/16, 4/20, 4/23, and 4/28, 2026.
I'll motion to accept them.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Sorry, it was supposed to be in the form of a motion and I didn't. It's just written at the meeting minutes. Unfinished business, none. Finance Director's updates. Julie, Chef. Julie?
Sure, so after our last meeting, when we got notification of the supplemental funding from the state, I reviewed the budget and then also reviewed the revised grant list numbers. And we had, for the revised grant list, we had the St. Bernard's reduction and then the Board of Assessment Appeals rulings. So that slightly reduced the grant list. It resulted in $1 million decreasing by $13,700. It went from 1.704 to 1.690. So not a huge impact, but a small impact there.
I just wanted to clarify, we also had 59 million in grand list increases, which was pretty substantial.
So yes.
Overall.
And then with the communication from the state, last meeting we had talked about possibly putting the supplemental revenue into fund balance. After some research, that's not allowed. We have to report on the usage of the grant when it comes in. So we have to put that towards the budget. Reporting will happen by January 1st. So the revenue cannot go unbudgeted. So I added the supplemental revenues to the revenue side of the budget. And we had previously discussed some changes in the expenditures at the previous meetings. Would you like me to go through them line by line?
Yeah, if you want to, we can review it and then we can ask you questions or.
Okay, sure. So the first. The first six lines are ones that we adjusted when we were going through the department budget meetings. And then in light of the additional revenues, some of our line items were pretty bare bones and had a high probability of possibly going over. So I adjusted some of those lines so that we wouldn't run into a shortfall. You'll see that contingency, we upped it by $750,000. Contingencies for the unexpected or revenue shortfalls, so that we don't have to take from our fund balance at year end, we'll have a cushion in the budget already budgeted for. Some items that we may be having to use the contingency for are the retro payments for the fire contract, snow overtime, sand and salt line items. Those are really dependent on weather, so if we have a bad weather, we may need to have some supplemental funds from contingency to increase those line items. Also, the electricity and fuel rate increases are pretty unpredictable right now, and our contracts will be expiring, so we don't currently know what our rates will be for that. The CNREF amount of $125,000. CNREF is the Capital Non-Recurring Fund. That's currently the fund that we're taking the boiler expense out of for the town. So that pretty much depleted the fund. So it would be good to have a transfer into the capital non-recurring fund for things that come up, such as engineering costs for grants that we apply for that we didn't know about right now throughout the year, or any other one-time capital needs that we need throughout the year. We did take the police car out. That's going to be funded by the private duty fund. And with these changes here, these are proposed changes, that brings the mill rate to 31.34, which is a 2.47 increase.
I just want to say, you mentioned the electricity costs and fuel. That's going to go up a lot this year, especially with the current world climate and national climate. I believe you told me just a few minutes ago that Eversource is projecting 11% increase.
Yes.
So that's not going to affect the town, it's going to affect the schools a lot. So that's something that we need to be looking at. And I'm kind of glad you have that insight to start looking at that, because that's going to be real cost. And fuel is going to be even worse. Fuel is going to be whatever it is, but it's going to be a lot. Sorry to interrupt.
I agree. So those are some of the proposed changes I had. If anyone has any other proposals, I can input and we can see how it affects the mill rate, or if there's any other discussion.
Julie, may I ask, does that money include the 512 for the Board of Ed?
It
that
does.
You put all of it in there?
It's in the revenue, yes.
The entire amount?
The Board of Ed budget was not increased, but the revenue shows the grant being received, yes.
But are you using the grant to make the budget?
Typically, you don't use grants because it's not a, we don't know if we'll get it next year.
Right.
And if we ink up the budget, $500,000, and then next year we don't get it, the Board of Ed budget, you can't go backwards. So that's the thing. So it's in the revenue, and it's going to be used. It's just not going to be.
Yeah, it'll be used towards the Board of Education. Their budget increased by more than the $514,000 anyway. So that grant will be used towards Board of Education, just less taxpayer funds will be going towards the Board of Ed.
So as far as their budget being decreased $300,000, that's not going to increase?
There was no change to that so far in the proposed, no.
So is the Board of Ed going to get any money out of the 512?
They're getting all of it.
They're going to get it all?
If
I understand the contention is that yes, we get the money, but they net it out of what they were already going to give us. And don't give us one penny more, even though they got money from the state for education. That's what I understand.
Less money raised by taxes is going to fund the Board of Education budget. The Board of Education budget is now being funded more by grants than by taxpayer funds.
Oh, the $512,000, very simple. What's the Board of Ed getting out of that? I don't think that's a tough question, is it?
She just told you, she's at all of it.
They're gonna get it all, that's gonna go into their current budget?
Their budget's not being increased. The $512,000 is being used as part of the $48,000 Board of Ed budget.
$48 million.
Or million, sorry.
So there's still.
So,
So the $300,000 that they may have come from.
And wait a minute, we still have seven town councillors that gotta vote on this. So this is what the finance director's proposed is telling us how we, it's a big sea change from what we thought we were last time. Because the state came in and said, hey, here's $2 million, right? But now we gotta justify spending it. So that's a little different than what we had last time. So what she's proposing to this, how we're gonna divvy up that money.
What's their proposal for the Board of Ed? I'm asking a simple question.
No changes to the Board of Education.
No changes to Board of Ed.
So you cut $300,000. So the $300,000 that was cut stands.
Yes.
Right.
Along with the $700,000 that was cut from general government.
Sorry?
Along with the $700,000 that was cut from general government.
Right.
General government?
General government lost $700,000, the Board of Ed lost $300,000. Which is a little disproportionate, but it is what it is. So that's, I guess I'm right by saying that. That's not changed.
Might I just make a comment? Sorry to get off this, but you know, when you drive into Montville, you have the signs on both ends of town, welcome to Montville, where we're proud of our schools. Let's put our money where our mouths are, because right now, I don't have kids in the school, but these kids deserve to have a budget, not a decrease. Because the residents of this town, we only have 8% that are less than poverty level. I did my math. And part of the reason for that is there's no economic opportunities here. And the educational access to quality education is crucial for improving job skills and earning potential. Now, if we don't invest in these kids, we're gonna have more poverty here.
Well, then our mill rate's gonna go up more.
So my comment on this is that the Board of Education proposed budget to the mayor was cut by $300,000. We've established $50,000 of that is already accounted for because of the insurance percentage that was used. So they are cutting their proposed budget to the mayor by $250,000. The last couple fiscal years, there's been over $300,000 going to their 2% fund at the year end. So there's no, not really cuts that I would say are being made when there's money, hundreds of thousands of dollars left over at year end, and you're just being asked to cut $250,000 from their proposed budget.
May I say something?
Sure.
Thank you. So I think there needs to be some clarification, Julie. So that 300,000 is 0.75% of our budget, 1%. That's a very, very small amount. I think that's commendable to the staff at the school. Second of all, that 300,000 has to be used for capital. We can't use it for recurring costs, so we can't hire teachers. So that money is not available for the superintendent or staff to use freely. It has to be used specifically, like we just spent the $702,000 out of our 2% fund on all capital, plus $853,000 we saved by not air conditioning Palmer because it's not a public, we don't own it. Right, plus the $368,000 for the bus garage, we've saved the town almost $2 million in capital, which according to your mill rate, Julie, is about a 1.2 mil that we've saved the town just in capital. So I can't speak for the whole board, but I can tell you we think as a team collectively that, you know, we've made a pretty good dent in the mill rate here, just ourselves alone. So we do get money back from the operating budget, but we're reinvesting in the school. Right? We can't have a pathways program, we can't hire anybody. We have to use it for trucks and things like that. So thank you.
Thank you, and I will say, I know you guys worked very hard and we're working hard too. There's a couple things that we gotta consider right now is we've got a tough year. Everyone has. And we have to look at the big picture. Right now we're looking at Julius presented to us a 2.5 mil increase. And that's a lot. And Councilor Novak, you mentioned that. There's a lot of people that are going to be hurting with a 2.5 by the proposed right now. That can be a lot of people with fixed income. And I'm very sensitive to that. So we have to look at the big picture. And if we were, we got to look at making some tough decisions here. And that's what we're trying to do. Right now, this meeting tonight is to go over the path we're going, and then this finance committee is going to look at it and see. And I do want the town councilors to weigh in as well, because I've asked all the town councilors to come. So at some point, we're going to be voting on this budget. So
any scenarios you may have that you want me to plug in to see how it affects the mill rate, I can do that too.
I kind of like to know if you put the 300K back in, Julie, what that would be.
And then 150 back, please.
What do you mean? What do you mean 150?
Back to the education.
Just
check both of those, please.
300,000 would bring it to 2.65.
About 250.
150 would bring it to 2.56. You said 200, Joe?
Yeah, you said 250, Joe. 250, I'm sorry.
250 would bring it to 2.62.
So 300 was what again, Julie?
2.65.
And what was the 2.5? Okay.
Yeah, the other one's 150 was 2.56.
And the rest of that money that at the 512 goes towards us, right? If we took 250 from the 512, what happens to the other money from the 512 that the state gave us?
Education. The 512 is already accounted for in the Board of Ed budget.
The money we just got?
So you took that money and applied it from the 512, and then you took the rest of the money from what we're getting on our grand list to put in our budget. So
the Board of Ed is paid for through various grants and from the state, right?
Yeah.
So we get the ECS money, the special education, the adult education. Now we're getting the supplemental revenue as well, the 500. If you add all that up, it does not total 48 million. So essentially, 500,000 grant money is going towards the Board of Education instead of taxpayer money.
Just as the other
it's
grants.
A swap is what it is, Joe. It's a swap almost.
Yeah, and remember last year we got 405 at the last minute, and that's the same thing. So it's going to them. It's just, you know,
it's revenue towards the Board of Ed.
With all due respect, it seems to me that the state legislature was pretty clear when they appropriated money to the municipalities, which they did, and which Montville received, and money to boards of education, which they did, and Montville received. I think that that's a fairly clear message from our legislature as to where they wanted the money. And the bulk of that money in Montville, as you know, was appropriated to Montville. And I'm not kicking about that. But when we get over 500,000 of money that we were not expecting, and we are still looking at a $300,000 cut to a budget that we submitted, which is a rollover budget. A rollover budget, guys.
Did that include the 405 from last year?
No.
How could it not?
It doesn't include.
I have a sheet of paper from your finance person with the 405 written into it.
It's a rollover budget to do the same, no new services as we had last year. And I will tell you this because we're, you know, I know we're wrestling with this year's budget, and it's a tough one. I'm not saying it's not. But gosh darn it, every year the Board of Ed comes forward with what is essentially a rollover budget. And when towns around us are doing all kinds of innovative programming that is benefiting their students, and I'm sitting here in Montville trying to keep what we have year after year after year after year. And this is not the first year that we're in this situation. And we are doing our darndest to make things work on the education side. We know education is the biggest portion of the money that our taxpayers are paying. But it really, quite frankly, it stinks when the town gets money that's directed toward the Board of Education and the response to it is, well, we're just going to take that chunk of taxpayer money out of the budget and put that chunk of grant in, and you're going to stay right where you are, unless the council decides to take more money away, which is always a possibility, too.
Julie, one more time. So, you've already said it two times, say it. The money, the 512, it is included in the Board of Education budget at this time.
Yes.
So we're trying to make the town budget work.
So
here.
We could have cut the Board of Education budget more to start with. It only needs to be level funded from last fiscal year, but it was increased by over $2 million, right? So we cut 300,000 to start. The mill rate was 3.
But that's also with all of our cuts.
Right.
Yeah, we did 700,000 in cuts.
We did 1 million in cuts.
Yeah.
Total between two budgets.
May I say something?
No, I'm going to keep, I mean, I'll leave you talking in a minute.
Thank you,
Mr. Pike. I'm
not,
I'm just saying, you know, right now, this is still a working meeting, right? We're still going through stuff. I may have counselors to say, there's no way we're going to do a 2-point whatever. And we may have to hand the mayor and the Board of Ed something much different. I mean, that's just the way we got to look at it. Right now, last meeting, I canvassed, we had 6 town counselors here, and they went through and they said somewhere between 2.3 and 2.8 was their acceptable, what they're looking at. So that's what Julie, the finance director, is here tonight to kind of tell us, this is what it would look like, right? So we're still chewing on it, all right? I do appreciate the dialogue, and it does ring a bell, but there was also, as of 1st of May, you still had $6 million left over in your overruns. And I know you had a meeting, and I talked to Ms. Martin last week, so how much of that's going to be left over at the end of the year. I know a lot of it went to contractual stuff. I was hoping there'd be a few hundred thousand left over. I just feel like there's been many years where we've gone through the budget, and then the Board of Ed has several hundred thousand left over. So I'm just looking at, just trying to ensure. And then that has been the case. In one year, they had 800,000 left over. So it's, it is real numbers that we got to start looking at. And at your last Board of Ed meeting, was there any projection of any money being left over?
Absolutely. So if I may answer.
Yes.
Thank you. So absolutely. So the projection with what was there and encumbrances, Deb announced probably $20,000-$30,000.
Okay.
We are that tight once we balance out the end of the year in the next 6 weeks.
I just know that there was $6 million is a big number.
Right, but she spoke out specifically what's encumbered and costs, and she did say, Mr. Baker was there, and so was Counselor Southard, $10,000 or $20,000-$30,000. It's gonna be tens of thousands. Can I just share the 405 that you talked about? So you're right, the 405 that we got last year, the reason why you didn't put it in our budget, because you didn't want the taxpayers to be taxed on revenue coming in. So you gave it to us after July 1st. But Carol, we did use the 405 to base our budget because we needed that money to run the school year. So yes, we did use that money, but the reason why it wasn't reflected was because you didn't put it in our budget. You waited till after July 1st so it wouldn't increase the mill rate on the people. So,
right.
Yeah.
No, we didn't put it in the budget so that it wouldn't affect the Board of Education baseline for the next
right.
year.
Yeah, the required minimum funding.
Right, but we had to use it.
No, I know.
Yeah, we had to use it, right.
No question, you know, we didn't keep it from you.
Yep.
And
No, you didn't. You gave it to us, absolutely.
So,
I think
so,
we're, yeah.
You know,
if we cut $300,000, I cannot speak for the board. There's only three of us here, nor would I. That's going to take some serious discussion at the board. I just like you guys are having serious discussion. It will be very serious discussion because something will have to go.
It's been cut $300,000 since the mayor's proposed budget was put together.
We haven't cut anything. You guys are talking a proposed budget. We haven't cut a thing.
But the point is that you knew about it. How long have you known about it?
But it's your mandate. So with all due respect, Mayor, you can cut the budget $500,000. The council can say as a legislative body, we're going to increase it $500,000. It overrules your budget.
I understand that. All I'm saying is that you've known about the $300,000 cut for a month.
April 13th.
So I'm just saying you knew about it.
Sure, we did.
It isn't like you got to think about how you're going to do it. You probably have been thinking about how you're going to do it already, or since you were made aware.
Yeah, but I think in all fairness though, that's around the time the state came out and said they were going to adjust the education fund there and offered us $512,000. At that time, there wasn't a $512,000 coming our way.
I understand that.
That doesn't mean that we have to increase the Board of Ed budget by $512,000.
I didn't say that. All I said was, at that time, there was nothing coming from the state, and then all of a sudden, the governor and staff decided to give $512,000.
Can I speak? Okay. Because I think that in this room, I'm probably the most qualified about education. Because I've been doing it for 25 years and I've lived through budgets. I've been pink slipped more than once. So I know what it's like. You know, we all know where my allegiance is going to lie because I think that it's important to educate kids. I'm this close to being a senior, okay? And I'm going to go to senior center with you, so. Yeah. So, you know, I've been paying my taxes. My kid went through these schools. I will continue to pay my taxes so the kids that are coming up can go to our schools. I see the differences between our high school and all the other high schools. They're huge. I mean, Stonington is not as rich as everybody thinks it is. I just want to put that out there. It just isn't. I know that because I work in that school. And, you know, the opportunities that these kids get when they get to Stonington High School are these, you know, the tracks. You know, I'm going to take these classes and then I'm going to be able to go in. I'm going to be able to go to college and do this. And I'm going to have, you know, that much more in my pocket when I arrive at college. And these are the things that are missing here in Montville. And when I spoke to the superintendent and she came to me and she showed me the budget, you know, it's a rollover budget. It's covering, okay, so let's cut $12,000 from that athletics position. Okay? But other than that,
well, you can cut our cave membership, that's 20. We can cut 32, 35,000,
yeah,
maybe, Carol.
So
maybe.
But I also looked through this budget and there is nothing in here to cut either. You know? So the decision has to be made. And personally, I am willing to go to that 2.56 or 2.65, and I will take my chances. I'm not doing this to get reelected. I'm doing this because I want to do what's best for the kids in our town. We are only as good as our schools are. And I do believe that, and I believe that in my, because of working in Stonington and seeing, and living it, just living it. And that's, I guess, I feel like I'm babbling. I know I'm babbling, but I just got so much going around and swirling in my head right now. That's just how I feel.
Well, I agree 100% with the figures that Julie has thrown out here and how she has tried to accommodate everybody. And I took it upon myself in order to keep that mill rate as low increases as we possibly could, basically crippled a lot of the operation that people don't realize. And if you go department head to department head to department head, and they will all tell you the same thing. I can't stay within that budget. There's going to be overages, just like there's overages this year, just like there were overages the previous year. Without the increased revenue, we're going to have overages. And then what are we going to do? What we've done in the past, we've taken from the fund balance. You can't do that anymore. This increase is bare bones minimum, 2.47, in order to try to keep what we have going on and maintain that $300,000 cut to the Board of Ed in order to get this 2.47. If you want to increase it some more, go right ahead. Can't continue to operate in a deficit. I'm not a mathematician, but I know you can't continue to operate in a deficit. And that's what we've been doing now for 4 years.
All right. So I think we've kind of gone over this a little bit. Do we need to have another meeting on Tuesday? There's a meeting scheduled for Tuesday. And if we do, what's going to be the topic of it? You can always speak.
Thank you. I appreciate
what
that.
Going to be.
I appreciate that. Nobody's going to like what I'm going to say, but I'm not worried about that. And Julie's done a lot of work on this. And from what I'm seeing tonight that we've been given here, I'll bring it over and talk to her about it on the phone. And I'll tell you what, I 2.47 is a crapshoot, plain English, but I think 2.47 is sellable. I think it's sellable. I'm not saying a bad word, sellable, but I think the taxpayers will understand the 2.47 mills. And I have no issue with that 2.47 mills. The problem I'm having is if we're going to start reinstating money to one budget, and obviously this is not your fault, Mayor, but how can you take 300,000 out of a 24 million budget and only 300,000 out of a $48 million budget? Those cuts are not proportional. They're not proportional by any means. And if we're going to start reinstating money into budgets, maybe we should reinstate money back into the general government budget. If that's what we're going to do, but it's going to keep pushing the mill rate up. Because I got to tell you right now, what the mayor's saying is right. He's saying is absolutely right. And let me throw a few more things in here. I've spent a lot of sleepless nights over this. And I get up and get on the computer sometimes at 1 o'clock in the morning and I start typing. I'm serious. Ask my wife. She ain't happy with me.
That's what I heard.
Telling everybody, I guess I can try. Some things that I'm very happy that are now in here. And I've been talking about this for two meetings. Have I not? Up in contingency. And it's up to 750,000. I'm happy that's in there. Because without it, we're gonna be in trouble. I went through this book today, again, went through this book today and I started doing some math. And I'll bet you, and over, we're gonna have probably six, a half, between a half and 600,000 in overages this year, just in this book. They're gonna come from somewhere. Now let's think about what's going in the future, next year. Okay, let's think about that. Again, the transfers. We've gotta deal with end of year transfers yet. And we gotta hope that we only budgeted last year for 100,000 in contingency. It's all that's in there. If you got 600,000 in transfers, okay, start thinking about that right now. Just let's start thinking about it. All right, now let's talk about anything that we cut, severely cut, that affects services or personnel. We may end up looking at those numbers again next year. I don't want to be sitting here arguing about 2.5 mils, 3 mils, 2.7 mils. I won't be arguing about that next year, but the potential's there, depending how we handle all this. Potential is absolutely there. Remember, next year, we're getting ready. We don't know the final numbers yet, but I'm only going over the off of the initial estimate of 15.5 million for the HVAC projects for the school. 28% is reimbursable, or 72% is reimbursable, leaving us responsible for 28%, or about 4.6 million. We're gonna have to float a bond for. Okay? Also keep in mind that I'm getting to that. Also keep in mind that we have 2 million left in the road bonds that we're gonna start using. So next year, there's another 6.5 million that's going on top of debt service. Debt service is already up 20% this year. Add about another 15% to it next year.
Don't forget the fire truck.
Yeah, that's not even been budgeted in yet. Okay? No, that's figured under this budget, but Julie said she had that budget. Montez.
That's $1 million one?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's covered in this budget, not the ladder. I'm getting all that too. Trust me, it's coming.
The ladder.
Yes. The ladder truck, the aerial device. I put it the right way. So when you, again, I just talked about that. You're talking about another maybe 15% increase in the debt service next year budget. How's that going to affect us? Okay? You know, I mean, we've got to, and I know we're not a business, because a business is in money to make profit. We're not in the business to make profit. But the bottom line is this, we got to start running the town like a business. We got 100 to spend. That's all we got. 100 to spend. 100 million, 80 million, whatever it may be. That's what we've got to spend. Or, again, we're going to be right back in this mess next year. I'm getting there. I'm almost done. I'm almost off the soapbox. Going forward, in my opinion, we need to develop and present budgets that truly reflect the operational cost of this town, okay? And realistically, every year those budgets are gonna increase, and there's nothing we're gonna do to stop that. And the taxpayers have to understand that. If they want the same services they have today, next year, they're gonna have to pay for it. My only thing is, I think what we need to do is, we know they're gonna rise or raise, however you wanna put it, and that's going to be out of our control due to global things that are happening in the world between electricity and fuels and everything else.
Tariffs.
Collective bargaining agreements, labor costs. They're going to go up. There's nothing we can do. We can't stop that. But we also, I think, we've got to think really carefully. We've got to start planning to control the factors we can control. That's one key thing. I think we need to look at all these things going forward. And then some other numbers that are really scary here. Well, I'm not done, please. Some other numbers that are really scary here that I just ran today before I left the house. This year, we have deferred $2,476,907.48 in capital items to next year's budget.
Move it up.
Yes, 1 year. $2,476,907.48.
Deferred.
From this capital budget to next capital budget, okay? And then you gotta remember too, that when the fire companies came in, they told us that bottom line is the air packs they were gonna get, they were supposed to get, didn't complete the order. They needed six more. So that's another $669,889.14. Okay? That was scheduled to be taken out of next year's budget. So now we're up to $2,546,796.62 deferred to capital for next year's budget.
What things we need.
We need. They don't have the turnout gear. They can't go into fires with turnout gear. The air packs, they're out of their lifetime. They're done. The cycle is done.
Gotta have them.
These guys have gotta wear them to go into houses. Otherwise, you think you could go into a house without one and somebody goes down, you're gonna be writing a check for more than $2,500,000 to somebody's family.
May I
that
say,
I guarantee.
To your point, may I also say that that is more of the philosophy of taking from Peter to pay Paul by moving it ahead.
Exactly. So again, I frankly think that even though I'm not happy that more came out of general government than came out of Board of Ed, I'm not really happy about that. There's a lot of other things that we need to purchase. We've got plow trucks that are out of business because the cab's falling off of them and the accelerator pedals and brake pedals are going through the floorboards. You can't have that. You can't put somebody in that truck and if they drive it, God forbid something happens, you're gonna be writing a big check to somebody's family. So there's a lot more behind this than what meets the eye. I frankly, and I understand and I actually respect what you're saying, Kate, I do. And I hear what Tim's saying. Me, what Julie presented to us tonight, I'm okay with the 2.47 mils. I really am. I think that's a budget that's fair. I think it truly represents the operational cost of the town. It is my hope that I've coined a phrase, and everybody's heard this is a catch-up budget. Pay attention to what's going on around us. Every community around us is up 2-3 mils this year. Look at what happened in Colchester last night. The town of Colchester, the taxpayers told the town to go back and cut the Board of Ed another $1 million.
We're not Colchester.
I know, but you do try to compare the demographics of this town to other towns, and you can't. But the bottom line is, I'm just saying, this is what the taxpayers told the people to do. We're lucky in this town that we don't have to put our budgets to referendum like other towns.
So
you're lucky. Seven people decide on this budget.
Good.
Nope. Seven people decide on that. So I'm just saying that I think the taxpayers, I think they understand where we are. This is a culmination of 3 or 4 years of stuff that's happened, and it happened starting with the ARPA funds, which is the worst thing the government could have ever done.
So if I could just take off, Jim, this is important. Now I'm trying to form an analogy in my mind, not an analogy, but an explanation for that $512,000 that was given from the state, allegedly for the Board of Ed. It did go to the Board of Ed. But before that money came in, this $48.3 million meant a 3 mil increase. So you took that $500,000 and you put it into the Board of Ed in order to adjust everybody's mill increase. That was partly responsible for bringing it down to 2.47. Okay. Does that make any sense? No,
yeah.
we're not
yeah.
saying
right.
that
yeah.
you're not getting it because you are,
right.
but by you getting it, where it's going is for the betterment of everybody. Not just the Board of Ed.
Right. It's coming out of another account.
I'm going to keep moving on here. And I do appreciate what Councilor Baker said, because there's a lot of truth in what he says. But I will also say that we've had a transition from one finance director to another, and it's been there's been a lot of things that were not done properly.
Thank you.
So One of them had to do with the past finance director didn't take, physically take money out of fund balance. And even though the town council authorized it, there was several things, instances like that, that take a while to come up. And I will say that what the finance director's done with what we got presented to us tonight is she has done exactly what you said, Mr. Baker, about looking for, looking, projecting 11% increase in electricity.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the cost of electricity, just in the past 3 years, it's affected the Board of Ed probably the highest in the town because they have more electricity uses. And then the fuel. Fuel's gone up a lot. Just in the last 2 years, fuel is just crazy. Those are things that are real. Now, if we were to pull the numbers on the fuel budget for the town and the Board of Ed, you're going to see a big number. And the overtime, we've had a lot of things with police overtime, firemen overtime, EMS, and the public works. Those all, because of weather-related or situations or whatever the case may be, just in overtime overages, you say it's close to $1 million?
Yes.
All right. So you can't budget for that, Mr. Baker. So I'm just letting you know, if you can, you're going to be taxing people when they may not need it. All right. And so that would be, you know, so keep that in mind. So when we're looking at the Board of Ed budget and we're looking at the town budget, I say it, we have one budget. So just be respectful that we're looking at everything and we have a lot of things that come at us that we have to look at. And it's not a simple, oh, we should have done this 2 years ago. I wish we could. I mean, I would love to have that kind of hindsight. But looking at it right now is what I think the finance director has done is she's done a projection and she's making sure that we're going to be level funded or funded better. The good thing is if there's money left over, it'll go back into the fund balance. So that's the good saving grace on that. So that's what. So what I want to do now is we have a meeting scheduled for Tuesday, the 26th. Are we going to tell Julie to wrap this up and get it presented to the town council with the 2.47, a 2.56, or a 2.65? So Art, do we need to discuss this more on Tuesday to see what you guys want to do? Because right now we're getting ready to take this to the town council at some point. So do, first off, do we need another meeting on Tuesday?
Can I make a suggestion on that question? The next meeting, you have to be able to be prepared to make the recommendation to the town council of what you think the bill rate should be. Am I right?
Yeah.
Well, we could do it tonight. We can do it right now.
But if you're ready to, but I'm just saying, do you need time? By creating another meeting, it gives you time, the three of you, to think about it.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
And that's what I'm saying. Your question was, what are we going to, are we going to have another meeting?
I'm asking these guys right here.
Thanks, Joe.
He's a wingman.
I wasn't really asking you, Mr. Mayor, but thank you for discussion.
Nice question.
May I ask what is in the fund balance this year?
It's right at $8 million.
Is that lower than what we're supposed to have, the 12% in our fund? Because the last 5 years I have the balances and that's a lot lower.
Yeah.
Less than 12%.
About 14 years to pay back.
The fiscal year 25 audit just started, so we're waiting on that to be final to have some final fund balance numbers. But it is lower because of those transfers that were never done for the projects that were approved by council. And then fiscal year 25, there was the deficit in the expenses as well that affected it.
So, Tim, what you said before, damn truth, that's the reason we go from a 1 mil increase to zero, to all of a sudden a 3 or 2.5. Something had to happen in between. And I think what you were talking about is what happened.
All right, so I'm gonna go back to my counselors. I don't want more discussion. Do we want to have a meeting on Tuesday to keep discussing this? You give us time to look this over? Or, Councilor Baker, did you want to discuss other than having a meeting on Tuesday?
I Joe, you're right, Tim was right. There was this is a multifaceted problem that put us in a position where we are right now. Multifaceted. If you go back and you look at ARPA funds, I can show you 1 year we took $1 million out to supplement a budget.
Mm-hmm.
$1 million. And that same meeting we voted on hiring a position in the town for $100,000 that wasn't even close to what was needed to fund that position. Same exact meeting.
I watched.
And then the end of the year, that same year, we took $500,000 out for the next budget. All right, $500,000. So we're 1.6 million in the hole because, right to start, right there, because those are reoccurring costs. So that is what started.
And that wasn't all of it.
And that wasn't all of it. So I'm just.
Yeah, that ARPA money was.
It needs to be
worst,
said.
It was the worst thing ever because I watched.
It needs
I watched,
to be said.
Yes, it does.
I watched 800,000 go right to the Board of Ed, and then another 500,000 go over here, and I'm going, and those are all reoccurring costs, and I go, that's
exactly.
Going to kill us in the long run.
It did.
So here we are. And I think.
I'll show you in a minute.
And
we got $800,000 from ARPA?
Oh, yeah.
No, you had. $800,000? Okay, I believe it.
Yeah.
It just seems like a big number. I don't remember that. Okay.
So
anyway, I want to get one. So Tuesday, do we have enough information right now to ask Julie to get everything ready for the next town council, special town council meeting? Or do we want to have another meeting to keep discussing this? To be honest with you, I don't think we really need to discuss much more tonight. I mean, we have things in front of us that we can make that decision. Mr. Baker, do you still concur with the 2.47?
These numbers one more time, if I may, sir.
Councilor Souther, do you agree with what you were proposing of a 2.56?
Mm-hmm.
And that's with the 150,000 going to the Board of Ed, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
To be clear on that part, Mr. Chairman, are you saying that that one point, the 100,000, how much was that, Kate?
150.
150. Is that to reduce 300,000?
Yes. So, Council Baker, are you ready?
I'm sitting on the 2.47. Sorry.
All right.
Julie's done a lot of work on this, and she's got it to some point.
Remember,
I'm not saying she didn't do a lot of work.
No, and I'm
I know
not.
She
no,
did.
No.
Because I.
Yeah. And I told
her a million times how much I appreciate her hard work.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the issue at all. She knows that. She,
yeah.
I know, but I just.
Yeah. I don't think Julie's taking it personally if you
no.
want to increase something or
no,
increase
she
something.
Wouldn't.
Well, I'm thinking I'm going to go with the 2.56. So, if we agree, then I don't think we need to have a meeting on Tuesday. So, I'm going to go and do you just want to do a vote, or do you want to? Let's do a vote.
Well, I would say we need to make an official action for Julie to.
Right.
Move forward with what she's got
right.
to do.
So I'm going to make a motion. I'm going to propose the 2.56 as the number, 2.56 mill rate. To instruct Julie Chapman to prepare the bid or the budget for the town council to approve? Somebody second it and.
I'll second.
All right, discussion? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, can you oppose that since you want the 2.4?
No, if this is what, that's just one thing.
All right, so Julie, what's our next step?
Are we going to set a special town council meeting before May 30th?
I think the mayor and I were discussing May 28th.
By charter?
Well, yes, by charter. All that states is if you don't, it'll revert back to the old budget. That's all it says. They don't come in and arrest us.
What time will that be, 7?
You know.
I got the key, I ain't worried about it.
What?
Yeah, it's a simple, I haven't arrested anybody in years.
7 o'clock?
What's the date?
Thursday, the 28th.
28th, 7?
Well, since it's a special meeting.
The council?
Now, Mayor Dennis Kadir called me today, but this is a side note. He wants to do a presentation and a whole dog and pony show.
The main thing is just to get a resolution so we meet the deadline for that next year, round nine CIA.
Yeah, but I don't want to do a budget meeting with an hour-long presentation.
No, we can, we, no, there won't be an hour-long presentation. It'll just be, this is what it's about, period.
That's what he said to me today, but I'm sorry.
Well, I'll talk to him. I'll talk to him and tell him.
All right. So.
Is the date of it?
May 28th?
He added some.
May what?
May 28th.
May 28th presentation. To have a couple.
Kate, can we have, do you mind if we have it at 6 o'clock?
Not on TIF.
That's perfect, because I got a library meeting at 7.
It was on round nine, right?
I'm gonna say, I'm trying to get on my.
Nothing to 26th?
I think what the, by us voting to prepare the budget with a 2.56 mil increase, there is no need for us to have any make meetings.
Is that a Wednesday night?
No, it's a Thursday night.
Thursday.
Week from today.
It's Wednesday night, we got two meetings, right?
Week from today.
Yeah, Wednesday is Public Works and Public Safety.
Public Safety, yeah.
And Thursday is open.
Okay, you got it open, I got it open.
Julie, we're gonna have, did we make any revisions? We made revisions to the budget, so we're gonna have to do a line per line, right? Like, the police car is taking from private duty funds. I know that's capital.
Yeah.
But.
You're saying in order to pass the budget?
Yeah, we usually do the script of all the changes that we.
Okay.
That their town council makes recommendations to.
Okay.
So.
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
On the 28th?
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you, gentlemen, ladies. Well done, tough job.
All right, I think we've already gotten all the remarks from councilors and let's, you guys wanna talk?
I'm gonna really talk about that, not here.
Motion to adjourn.
So, second.